And now, good news. Childhood is just as magical now as it was 70 years ago. Since the beginning of time, parents always worried about their young. Although there's a strong argument from some that this generation, mine, is the most neurotic of them all. I've lost count of the number of times that folk who keep shearings in business reminisce about their own childhood, a halcyon time when they would drink milk from the udder, play on bomb sites for 12 hours at weekends, and didn't watch television until they were 17. They decry the lack of children playing out on our streets of Britain today. While there's no doubt that times have changed, the idea that childhoods of today are any less magical than those of the grandparents or great-grandparents is for the birds. They do have a point, however, when they say that today's youth are obsessed with screens. One of the highlights of a difficult summer came at the weekend when we hosted our youngest's 8th birthday party. It was a reminder, if I needed it, of how kids don't always need Super Mario or TikTok to have fun. It turns out that they're just as happy handling snakes, lizards and giant snails as they are sitting in front of a screen. As she always does, Mrs. Tapp came up with the bright idea of the month when she booked a reptiles and insects expert to bring some of her pets to our home. Birthday party entertainment has come a long way since the 1980s, when all you got was a ropey Punch and Judy show, or a bloke who stank of fags and Old Spice, who could make a sausage dog out of balloons. The hour or so that the kind lizard lady spent on our lawn showing the children a selection of her exotic creatures was a resounding success. Doesn't say how many died. And she kept them captivated with a series of facts that John Motson would have been proud of. Of course, the main attraction was getting to stroke and hold the array of animals, the most popular being a giant African snail, and that household favourite, the boa constrictor. The party was finished off with a good old-fashioned game of hide-and-seek and a go on the trampoline, and our beaming boy has since told us it was the best day of his life. Growing up in Britain today is very different to how it was 70 years ago, but the wonders of childhood are just as magical now as they were then.